can join me in a seated position. Close your eyes. Connecting with your inner breathing. Feel your breath coming in. Feel your breath moving out. The theme of the class today is very simple, Hatha Yoga Anushasanam, which means now begins the practice of yoga. We may have intentions that differ in the room. Some of us are here for health, meditation, spirituality, healing, exploration, community, self-connection. But whatever our intention is, and whatever comes from the practice, the moment that we decide to practice is always this moment. It's always now. Present moment. And so the mantra, Hatha Yoga Anushasanam, is a gentle calling back, a realignment to return to the present, to yourself, here and now. My teacher always says, even though it's too big for us to understand, the entire universe is happening right now. Hands to heart center. Lift your spine. We'll begin with the sound of three ohms, connecting the group vibration. Exhale. Deep breath in. Namaste. have a beautiful practice. Feel yourself, feel one another, feel Mother Nature. Bali is supporting us full on today. My name's Greg. It's an honor to guide you through. If you need to take breaks at any time, do so. No competition with one another. Just feel into yourself. Hands on your knees. And let's move right into it. Holistic practice coming your way. Repeat after me. Ata.
Ata.
Yoga.
Yoga.
Anushasanam.
Anushasanam.
Ata.
Ata.
Yoga.
Yoga.
Anushasanam.
Anushasanam.
Ata.
Ata.
Yoga.
Yoga.
Anushasanam.
Anushasanam.
Few rounds together. Deep breath in, hold it,
Hatha Yoga Anushasanam.
Now begins the practice of yoga. Exhale. The whole universe is happening right now. Beginning with Kapalabhati, forceful exhale, passive inhale. Sharp, strong exhale as your belly navel pumps in, same time as the breath goes out. Don't think about the inhale, it'll just happen. Just focus on the exhale. Detoxification. If you're pregnant, don't do it. Migraine headache, sinus issues, high blood pressure, very gentle. Sit tall, shoulders back, close your eyes as much as you can. Halfway inhale, awareness to the belly, mouth or nose. Belly in, belly in, belly in. Relax your mind. Feel that energy. Last 3, 2, 1. Full exhale. Empty. empty your lungs all the way, empty your lungs even more. Through your nose, inhale deeply. Hold a full breath in, squeeze your pelvic floor just lightly. Relax your eyes, lift your heart. Exhale, release. Take a breath in, breath out. Feel your hips on the floor. Arrive yourself to this moment. Some of us still arriving mentally to the present moment. That's okay. Just be here. Round two. Halfway in. Mouth or nose at your own pace. Feel your navel pumping in as your breath goes out. Coordinate that. Feel like you have this stabilizing pump at the base of your spine. With practice, your exhale will be so complete, you'll even feel the beginning of Mula Bandha engage and release. Clear your mind here. Clear the emotions. Clear the energy. Clearing the lungs. 10 seconds, go stronger. Three, two, one. Exhale all the way. Enjoy the exhale. Through your nose, inhale deeply. Hold the breath in. Take another sip. Hold it. Squeeze your pelvic floor lightly. Lift up. Exhale. Left hand on the floor, out to the side. Inhale, your right arm out and up. Reach out to the left. Exhale. Your eyes can stay closed here. Come back as you inhale. Right hand down to the side, left arm up. Exhale, out to the right. Inhale, left arm down, out to the left. Reach your right arm up. Breathe a little deeper. Exhale, out to your left side. Connect with your breath here, yogis. Inhale, left arm up. Exhale, lean out to your right. Inhale, reach your right arm up. Try and stay together. Your right arm up. Exhale, out to your left. Inhale, reach your left arm up. Breathe a little smooth, nice and deep. Exhale, out to the right. Lift both arms up. Inhale, lift. Hands in prayer. And exhale, draw the hands down the midline. Lower your left hand onto your knee. Make a fist with your right hand. Bring the fist in front of your nose. If you need to look at me, do so. Otherwise, eyes closed. Release your right thumb. Release your ring and pinky finger. Alternate nostril breathing. Exhale completely. Close your right nostril with your right thumb. Inhale through your left nostril. Four, three, two, one. Close the left with the right ring finger. Exhale out the right nostril. Four, three, two, one. Inhale, right nostril. One, two, breathing in the right side. Four, close the right. Exhale out left. Four, three, two, one. Inhale, left. Close left, exhale right. Inhale right. Close right, exhale left. Coordinating the mind, the breath, the body, balancing internal energy. Inhale left. Close left, exhale right. Inhale right. Close right, exhale left. Lower both of your hands down. Breathe comfortably, close your eyes. Focus on your third eye, the space behind your forehead. And gently repeat in your mind, Hatha Yoga Anushasana. Coming to this moment. Gently. Eyes open just halfway. So like halfway closed, halfway open, maybe you're glass half full, half glass half empty kind of person. It's right in the middle. And come up to a standing position. Come up to the top of your mat. Water bottle casualty. It's okay. Sit tall, eyes look forward. Keep the eyes very relaxed, but also open. So you're aware of outside, but also softening the eyes inside, feeling what's happening inside of you. Connecting our breath and our movement in sun salutations, just try your best. As you inhale, reach the arms forward and up. Softly open eyes, look up. As you exhale, bow down. Bend your knees if you need to. Forehead to your shins. Step your left leg back. Left knee to the floor. Fingertips, thumbs on the floor. Sink your hips down low until your front knee comes over your front foot. Close your lips. Breathe in and out through your nose for the whole practice, unless talk differently, unless instructed differently. Eyes softly open. Feel your stretching. Feel your body. Sink your hips. Lift your heart. Come back to downward facing dog by pressing, stepping your right foot back and pressing your hips up and back to the ceiling. You can bend your knees if your back is tight. Reach your hips up, torso pressing towards the floor, straight arms. Spread your fingers very wide, middle fingers facing forward. Close your lips, breathe through your nose, feel your body here. Shoulders away from your ears. Get a little bit longer. Slightly suck your lower belly in. Slightly engage your thighs. Reach your heels to the floor. Inhale, shift your body weight forward. Strong, spread fingers. Bring your knees to the floor. Chin up. Lower your chest and chin to the floor. Exhale. Heart, chest, chin on the floor. Your hips are up in the air. Look forward, maybe 20 centimeters. Close your lips. Breathe through your nose. Expand your lungs. Hips up in the air. Chest on the floor. Take one more breath. Come forward. Lay down flat. Lay down flat. Point your toes. Inhale. Lift up to a low cobra. So everyone lift up and then come down halfway. Halfway. Lift your hands off the floor completely. Lift your hands off the floor. Can you feel that it's your back muscles and your leg muscles holding you up? Close your lips. Long breath. Reach the feet. Press down your feet. And now lightly touch your hands. Keep your back muscles working. Lift up a little bit higher. Use 10% of the arms. Draw your shoulders back. Reach your toes. Eyes open. Relax your face. Take one more breath. Inhale, look up. Bring your forehead to the floor. press back to downward facing dog. Stretch the back of your hips backwards. Very good. Step your left foot forward between your hands. Big step, bring your right knee to the floor. Eye on your fingertips, thumb tips. Sink your hips down until your front knee is over your left ankle. Lift your heart, breathe through your nose, look slightly upwards. Relax your forehead. Long, deep breath. We're working on the physical layer of our being, muscles, organs, bones. We're working with the mental layer of our being, focusing on the breath. Working on the energetic layer of our being, always breathing. Inhale, look up. Step to the front and fold. Exhale, bow down. Press down your feet. Inhale, arms forward. Reach the arms all the way up. Touch your palms, look up. Hands to your heart, exhale. Moving one breath, one movement. Try your best. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, bow. Try to follow. Inhale, right leg back, knee down. Press down your thumbs, look up. Hold your breath, come to downward dog. Exhale, knees, chest, and chin to the floor. As you flow, exhale. Hips down at the end, point your toes. Inhale, cobra. Feel your back more than your arms. Exhale, downward facing dog. Press back. Step your right foot forward. Inhale, back knee, thumbs down, look up. Step to the front. Exhale, bow. Good job. Inhale, arms lift. Lean back. Hands to your heart, exhale. Look forward, soft face. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, bow. Ujjayi breathers, turn it on. Inhale, left leg back, knee down. Heart up, thumbs down. Hold breath, dog. Exhale, knees, chest, and chin. Shoulders back. Hips down last. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, dog. Left foot forward. Inhale, sink your hips. Press down the thumbs, look up. Step front, exhale, fold. Inhale, arms lift. Breathe deeper. Hands, heart, exhale. Shoulders back, proud. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, fold. Bring yourself totally present. Inhale, right leg back. Feel this breath. Eyes lightly up. Hold breath, dog. Exhale, knees, chest, chin. Smoothly. Hips down. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, dog. Right foot forward. Inhale, sink your hips. Heart bone up. Look up. Step front. Exhale, bow. Engage your thighs a bit. Inhale, stand. Reaching up. Palms together, lean back. Exhale, hands, heart. Press down your feet. Reach your crown. Inhale, arms up. More breath. Exhale, fold. Exhale, 1% more. Inhale, left leg back. Hold breath, dog. Exhale, knees, chest, chin. Elbows in. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, dog. Stretch. Inhale, left foot forward. Right knee down. Stretch your pelvis, lift your heart, look up.
Step up, exhale, bow. Forehead to shins. Inhale, arms up.
Lean back. Hands higher, exhale. Relax your mind. Everything's okay. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, fold.
Right leg back. Inhale.
Hold breath, dog.
Exhale, knees, chest, chin.
Hips down, last. Inhale, cobra. Lift your heart, lift your spine. Exhale, dog. Spread your fingers more.
Right foot forward.
Inhale, lift heart. Step up. Exhale, bow.
Nice. Inhale, arms lift.
Forward and up. Hands hard. Exhale, eyes lightly open. Last set. Inhale, arms up. Lean back. Exhale, bow.
Feel warmer. Inhale, left leg back. Knee down.
Lift your heart. Breathe in more.
Hold breath, dog. Exhale, knees, chest, chin. Let go of any aggression. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, dog. Find that inner peace, inner flow. Left foot forward. Inhale, sinking your hips, lift your heart. Step front, exhale, bow. Inhale, arms up.
Shoulders back, breathe in. Bow forward, exhale.
Inhale, right leg back. Hold breath, dog. Exhale, knees, chest, chin. Exhale more. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, dog. Stretch the heels. Right foot forward.
Inhale. Last one. Shoulders back. Step up.
Exhale, bow. Keep your eyes nice and soft.
Inhale, arms lift. Breathe up. Lean back. Hands heart. Exhale. Close your eyes. Hands down the side. Long breath in through your nose. Long breath out. Feel exactly where you are. Eyes lightly open. Reach the arms upwards. Interlace your fingers over top of you. Bring your feet together. Toes facing forward. Make a fist. Release your index. Cross your thumbs like a gun. Arms pull back. Hug into not leaning backwards. Just pull the arms back. Hug in the elbows. Look forward at one spot. Pressing down your feet. Lift up. Stay with your breath. Come out to your left side. Stay here. Half moon. Long, deep breath. About 5 breaths in each pose. Breathe through your nose. You want to fill your body with prana, with living, vital energy. Every breath. Turn your left shoulder forward. Bring your right hip forward. Look forward. Keep breathing. Get longer and longer. Legs are straight and strong. 3. Stretch your side body. 2. Lift your chin a bit. And calmly come up. 1. Switch your hands. Inhale, lift, look forward, forward, forward. Come out to your right. Long, deep breath. Every inhale, make your spine longer. Tuck your tail a bit. Suck your lower belly in slightly. Every exhale, hips out. Keep your eyes open so you don't tune out. Keep your eyes open.
eyes open. Look at one spot, relax your face. You're doing great. Three. Two. Stretch a little more. And come up. Inhale, lift your arms. More challenging, keep your arms up. Take a break, have your hands on your lower back, so you can keep your arms up if you like. Lift all 10 toes. Push your hips forward. Suck your belly in a bit. Straight legs. Inhale, lift your heart. Drop your head back. If your arms are up, reach your arms back. Push your hips forward. Everyone, standing back bend. Close your lips. Breathe through your nose. You know you've gone too deep in a yoga pose if you start holding your breath. The mind gets too choppy. Look back where you're going. Shoulders back. Bring more weight to your heels, straighter knees. Really good to open the lungs and the heart. Three, two, and one. Inhale, come up. Hands down the sides. Exhale. It's tough, everyone. Notice what you feel. Sometimes big feelings come up in the practice. It's just all energy moving. Bring your feet hip distance apart. Lift your arms up. Inhale. Two peace fingers make hooks. Bend your knees a bit. Suck your belly in. And reach forward. Bend your knees as much as you need to. Hook your big toes all the way up to your knuckles. Clasp them firmly with your thumbs. Press down equally through all of your feet. Start to stretch the back of your legs to the sky. Bend lightly through your elbows, reaching the crown of your head towards the floor. Feel stretching through the entire back of your body. It's really important to stay focused on your breathing. That way you're always aligning to your body's natural capacity. Long breath in, feel that. Long breath out, feel that. Keep pulling, and then feel once more. Long breath in, feel that. Long breath out. Shoulders away from your ears. Relax your jaw. Engage your thighs slightly. Suck your lower belly in for three, two, and one. Stand up. Inhale, reach your arms up. Hands to heart. Exhale. Feet hip distance apart. Variation of the Bikram sequence. Any old hot yogis? The sequence is incredible for balancing spinal energy. Reach your arms forward, parallel to the floor. Connect your pointy finger and thumbs, palms facing down. Inhale, prepare. Look at one spot ahead. Bend your knees, bring all the way back into your heels. Send your hips back more. Lift your heart upwards. Shoulders reach forward, fingers forward. Long, deep breath. Bring more weight into your heels. Lift your heart more. Suck your lower belly in. Last one. Hips back. Smile. And stand. Keep your arms the way they are. Come high up on your toes. Keep breathing. Breath stays steady. Eyes stay steady. One spot. Bend your knees. Keep your spine straight. And lift your heels right up on top of your toes. Nice calf muscles. Some of you might be able to sink quite a bit lower, but lift your heels maximum. Relax your face. Three. Heels up more. Two. Come up. Heels down. Keep your arms there. Feel everything. Keep your feet apart. Bring your knees together. Lift your heels off the floor. Spine leans back. Slowly, like you're sliding down a wall. Knees together. Breathe, guys. Slower, more challenging. Oh, yeah. Sit all the way down. Nice popcorn.
lift up. Bring your left arm underneath your right arm. Elbow under the elbow. And then wrap your hands. Interlace your fingers if you can. Fists. Pull your elbows, fingers down below your nose, compressing your shoulders. Sit your hips low. Shift the weight to the right leg. Lift your left leg all the way up and over. Wrap it like a snake. Try to wrap your toes around your right calf. I know. Lean back. Look forward. Deep breathing. Focus. Concentrate where you are. Sit the hips lower. Concentrate on smooth breathing. Relax your mind. Shoulders back, pull the elbows down. Lean back, sit your hips down. Eagle pose. And release. Arms up, big breath in. Right arm underneath. Exhale. Interlace, wrap as best you can. Pull down your fingers, compress the shoulder joints. Sit your hips. Weight into the left foot, right leg up and over. Try to wrap your foot if you can. Close your lips. Breathe through your nose. Lean back. Draw the belly in a bit. Find that inner stability and then sit deeper. Three. Elbows down. Lean back. Two. And arms up. Breathe in. Fresh blood to your extremities. Release. Exhale. Close your eyes. Long breath in. Long exhale. Feel that breeze. Feel your breath. Eyes open. Shift your body weight to your right side leg. Engage the muscles of the right thigh really strong and straight. You can even tap the thigh to make sure it's tight and strong. Lift your left leg up 90 degrees. Interlace your fingers. Stay here, either holding the knee, keeping your right leg straight. Lean forward. If possible, hook underneath your left foot. Breathe, everyone. Look forward. Engage your right thigh. Holding here for 30 seconds. Look at one spot, focus your mind, clear of the breath. Engage your thigh more. Press down your foot, suck your lower belly in. Only if the bottom leg is unbudging, not shaking, kick your foot forward. For three, two, bend the knee. Core strong. Stand back up. Lift your knee. And release. Shake it out. Good work. This one can be a lot on the lower back, so you want to listen to your body. Never just do the pose because some teacher says it. Right? That's getting in the competitive mind. You want to let that go. You listen to your body. If your leg is strong, if you feel your breath, if you feel stable, then go into the pose, listening every step of the way. We don't want any injuries. We don't want to hurt ourselves, right? Press down through the left side. Close lips. Breathe strong. Lift your right leg. Lift your heart. Draw your lower belly in a little bit. Press the leg firm and contract your thigh. Lean forward, holding the knee, or if everything below your belly button stays strong, only then grab the foot.
Lift your knee higher. Breathe. Suck the belly in. Engage your left thigh stronger. Relax your face. If the bottom leg is straight, your breath is nice, then kick the right leg forward. Stretching under the leg for three. Bottom leg straight. Lift your heart. Two. Smile. Bend. Engage the core. Stand up. Release. Hands on your lower back. Push your hips forward. Lift your heart. And release. Exhale. Beautiful. Shift your body weight to the right side leg. Bring your left hand, palm facing up, out to the side. Thumb with your fingers. Left hand. Grab your left leg with the left hand. Your left leg. Squeeze your knees together. Reach your right arm to the sky. Pointy finger and thumb connect. Look forward. Set your gaze point. Inhale, get long. Pause your breath. Start kicking your foot away from you into your straight arm. Pause your breath, brother. Pause your breath. Long breath in and out. Look forward. Keep kicking the back leg. Keep reaching the front fingers. Lift your heart more. Make sure your bottom leg is straight. Spread your back toes. Chin up. Look forward. One day, the foot kicks right up. For three. Steady. Two. Side. Take a moment and everyone check in to see that you're breathing in for 3 seconds. Breathing out 3 seconds. If it's hard, try again. Inhale 3 seconds. Exhale 3. Nice. Keep that going the whole time. Grab your right foot from the inside. Reach your left arm to the ceiling. Connect your pointy finger and thumb. Inhale, lift. And begin to kick your back leg. Keep your back arm straight and kick the arm so much that your chest is pulled into a back bend. Close your lips. 3 seconds in, 3 seconds out. Reach the arm forward like looking down an arrow between your eye gaze. Spread your back toes. Lift your chin, look forward. Five. Everyone breathe a little deeper. Four. Three. Two. Calmly exit the pose. Yeah. Release and down. Notice all those juicy feelings that come up. Come back to the back of your mat. Inhale, arms up to the sky. Interlace your fingers. Release your index, thumb strong. Pull your arms back. Suck in your belly. Step your right leg forward. Straight leg the whole time. Inhale, lift your spine. Come forward. Point your back toes, both legs are straight, and tilt forward. 1 degree, 10 degrees, keeping a straight line until your whole body to 90 degrees. Keep your arms behind your ears. Arms behind your ears. Everyone breathe fuller. Focus on your breath more. Looking at the floor 2 meters in front of you, looking at the back of the person in front of you's mat. Lift your back leg higher.
Staying here for one more complete breath. Body parallel, chest down, leg up. And come back. Keep your arms up. Good job. Inhale, keep breathing. Step your left leg forward. Spread the toes. Ground. Shift forward. Keep your left leg straight. Contract your thigh. And then lower, tilting just your hips. Maintaining beautiful, steady core. Beautiful, long body. Can you make your spine longer? Lift your chin away from your chest. Pull the arms back more. And then bring the chest down. Yes. For 3, 2. Last one. Back leg straight. Lift your leg higher. Still in the pose. And come up. Inhale, lift. Release, exhale. Hands down. Good job, everyone. Be chill. Find that inner zen. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. In traditional hatha, there's the active portion of every posture, and then there's the passive portion. You take a pause after the pose is done, and just try to be still as best you can. And this part works on our consciousness, our concentration, just allowing the sensations to move, allowing yourself to observe from inside. And this helps with so many things. Come up to the top of your mat. Hands to your heart. Bend your knees. Take a giant step. Right leg out to the side. Big, big step. Turn your right toes to the side of the room. Keep your left foot facing to the front. Open your arms parallel. Press down firmly through the back foot, keeping the back leg straight. Bend your left knee once, twice, three times until your left knee comes over your left ankle. Keep your back foot flat. Lift your spine straighter. Stretch the arms. Everyone, find your breath. Turn your palms both to the right side. Bring your left arm down and your right arm up. Bring the left elbow to the inside of the left knee, but don't touch your fingers to the floor. Reach your right arm, stretch it up to the sky. Stretch your heart forward, sink your hips lower to the same level as your knee. Look up past your right fingertips. Strong triangle here, long deep breath. The leg is, it's like warrior two legs, Bikram triangle. Fingers off the floor. Lift your heart. Look up. Now concentrate on your breath. Suck your belly in a bit. Press your knee to the left. Shoulders away from your ears. Lift your heart up. Look up. And come back. Arms parallel out. Turn your left foot in. Turn your right foot back. Long stance. Arms parallel to the floor. Inhale. Ground your feet, energy. Bend your right knee once, twice, three times. Notice how you're breathing. Long breath in. Long breath out. Back leg strong. Turn your palms to the left. Right arm down, left arm up. Slide your right elbow to the inner right knee. Don't touch your fingers to the floor. Just next to that inner right foot. Look up and reach the left arm to the sky. Stretch your fingers longer. Wake up your hands. Close your lips. If you're getting tired, you might be holding your breath. Long breath in. Can you breathe 10 times deeper? It's just an ideal. Breathe beyond your body. Eyes open. Close your lips. Be totally with it. For 3. Hips lower, heart higher, 2. Stretch up. And 1. Arms parallel. Turn your right foot in. Turn your left foot forward. Step to the top of your mat. Inhale, hands to your heart. Breathe in. And now let it go. Just observe. Look forward. Softly look inside also.
Relax your face. Proud posture. Mm-hmm. Hands to your heart. Step your right leg out. Big step. Open your arms parallel. Turn all toes to the right side of your mat. Right leg. Yep. Facing the side of the room. All 10 toes facing. Walk your feet wider apart. Arms parallel. Lift your chest higher. Walk your feet wider apart. Now turn your toes closer to each other and heels wider. Inhale, look up to the ceiling. Shoulders pull backwards. Reach all the way forward. Exhale. Bend your knees if you need to. Grab your big toes or step on your fingers with the outer edges of your feet. Step all the way on your fingers with the outer edges of your feet. You might have to go around a bump. That's okay. Long breath here. Chin away from your chest. Look at the floor. Keep your spine long. Come into long, deep breathing. As you inhale, lengthen your spine. Ground your feet. Engage your thighs. Create stability and length. On your exhale, hold. If you can't grab your feet, you need to bend your knees way more. Way more. You got it, brother. Awesome. Bend your knees more and grab your big toes tighter. Tighter. You got it. Now you have something to pull on. Close your lips. Keep breathing. One day the spine is straight. Legs are straight. Stretching the whole back body. Touching your forehead to the floor. For three, shoulders away from your ears. Breathe and enjoy. Two. Last stretch. Stretch. And stretch. Bend your knees. Hands to your heart. Engage your core. Press down your feet and stand up. Inhale. Turn your left foot forward. Step to the top of your mat. Long breath in. Release hands. Exhale. Inhale. Arms up to the sky. Hook only your thumbs, palms together. Step your right leg backwards, still facing the front of the mat. Walk your feet about 1 meter apart. Your back right foot is on a 45-degree angle. You can check your back foot to see it's on an angle. Turn your right hip forward a few times. Everything's square. Keep your back leg straight. This pose is for compression. Inhale, lengthen. Tuck your chin in so it's like you're squeezing your throat. Round your back. Bend your front left knee. Keep your chin bone on your chest bone. Round your back even more. Bend your knee more. And get your forehead touching your knee. Get the forehead touching your knee. Just ask the question, where is my forehead? Where is my knee? There's only one way that's going to work. Now press your fingertips into the floor in front of your big toe. Some of you need to bend your knee way more than you think. You're compressing all of the front side organs. And you want to feel a squishing feeling in your throat. You want to feel it's hard to breathe here. Can you get your forehead higher up your knee? Let's take 5 deep breaths. This is so good for your organs. So good for your kidneys and adrenal glands. Focus on deep breathing. Square your hips more. One day, press your legs straight with your forehead. Draw your belly in. Bend your left knee. Engage your core, ground your feet, and stand up slowly. Arms forward and up. Full breath in. If you have like a red tomato face, it means you did it right. Step to the front. Step your left leg back. Square your left hip forward. Really good for people who have thyroid issues. Having that squeezing feeling the whole time. Inhale, lift up. Round your back. Bend your right knee. Back leg super straight and strong. Other side. Forehead on your knee.
Bring your left hip forward, right hip backwards. Press your fingertips on the floor. Get your forehead above your knee. Feel stretching in the back body. Keep your back foot grounded, flat. Suck your belly in.
Feel that sweet compression. One day the palms are together again like prayer, just the fingertips touching the floor. Engage your core, ground your legs, come all the way up. Big inhale as you come up, refresh yourself. Step to the front, release, exhale, down. Awesome. Press down through your left side leg. Hands on your hips, look forward, find deep breathing. Lift your right leg up, grab your right ankle, turn your knee out to the side, and bring the sole of your foot into your upper inner thigh. You can be above or below your knee. Don't have the foot on the knee. Bring one hand up to your heart when you're ready. Close your lips and breathe. Both hands to your heart. Ujjayi breathers, let's hear the sound of Ujjayi a little bit more. So you're creating a reminder, you're helping everyone around you by you staying with your breath. Reach your crown. Slightly tuck your tail. Press down so firmly through your bottom foot. Relax your face. Press your knee back. Shoulders back. Squeeze the foot and thigh together. Hips forward a bit. Lift up. Tree pose. And release. Keep looking forward. Don't even blink your eyes. Switch sides. Great for balance. Physical balance, but also emotional balance. Working with all those inner energy lines. One hand at a time. Close your lips. 3 seconds, inhale. Meditate here. 3 seconds, exhale. Look at one spot. Press your bottom leg, ground your foot. Press the knee open, tuck your tail. Lean back just a bit. Maybe a smile. Lift your heart. And release. Come to the top of your mat. Close your eyes, hands to your heart. Give yourself a little inward bow. Honor your work. Eyes open. Inhale, arms up. Press down your feet. Bow all the way forward. Exhale. Halfway lift. Inhale, lengthen. Come to a high plank position. Shoulders over your wrists. Spread your fingers wide. Strong, stable legs. Lock your thighs. Chin up a little bit. If you need, have your knees to the floor. Long, deep breath. Spine longer. Right here, right in the challenge, in your mind's eye, Atta Yoga Anushasana. Now begins the present practice. Can I be totally present right here? And then slowly, chest forward, lowering to the floor for 3, 2, shoulders back, lay down, 1. Point your toes, inhale, cobra. Press back to child's pose. Come forward on your hands and knees. Cross your legs. Sit back. Legs forward. Bend your knees. Sitting up nice and tall. Reach your arms forward. Stay here if you like. Connect your pointy fingers and thumbs. Shoulders back. Knees together. Lift your heart. Lift your feet. Parallel to your knees.
Let's all breathe 1% louder. Everyone in the room, that means you personally. Exhale 1% longer. Control your breath to control your mind. Shoulders back, lift your heart. Knees together. Straightening legs if you like. For three, lift heart. Two, point your toes. Come to a low boat. Oh yeah. Stay here. Breathe. Look at your toes. Please don't talk to each other. Stay with your practice. Long breath in. Talk to yourself. Long breath out. Come back up. Inhale. Hug your knees. Loosely wrap. Grab one wrist around your knees. Let your head hang. Long breath in. Sit up. Cross your legs. Reach your arms to the sky. Interlace your fingers. Close your lips. Lift everything up. Stretch that stomach. Breath of fire, breathing in and out through your nose. Close your eyes. If you're pregnant, don't do breath of fire. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Lift taller. Imagine a light getting brighter and brighter. That's you. Breathe stronger. Focus on the inhale more. You're purifying all those old patterns, all those places that we tune out, get unconscious, get so present here. Close your eyes. You can do it, man. Three. Keep going. Keep going. Two. Last one. Inhale. Lift up. Relax your arms. Exhale. Sit tall and breathe. Straighten your legs forward and lay on your back. Hands by your sides. Eyes open. Look at one spot on the ceiling. This is a practice for the mind. Eyes open. Look at one spot on the ceiling. Take a long, deep breath in. Long, deep breath out. Notice the mind trying to close those eyes. Keep the eyes open. Look at one spot. Challenge yourself. Make it a meditation. As you focus on one point, relax the muscles around your eyes. Long breath in. Long breath out. You have the ability to experience such a full spectrum of sensations. Yoga helps to strengthen the mind, strengthen the body, strengthen the nerves, and also bring flexibility of the body, the mind. Long breath in. Long breath out. Notice any emotions. Notice your own thoughts. Softly open.
Hug your right knee into your chest. Interlace your fingers over your right knee. Pull your knee out to the right and back in towards your right shoulder. Take three big breaths here. Squeeze the thigh firmly into your right side belly. Feel yourself breathing into the right side belly, stimulating the right side ascending colon. This helps to increase the Agni digestive fire. Pull a little tighter, and then release your leg. Let it go. Very good. Pick up your left side leg. Interlace your fingers. Breathe here. Chest up, wrap your forearms around your knees, a little bit below the knees, and hold your opposite elbows. Bhavana Mukhasana, the wind relieving pose. Rest your head back on the floor, back of your head on the floor. Breathe deeply into that little ball. Relax your feet. Releasing the tailbone over time. Relax your jaw. Release your legs. Blood flushes down all the way. Very good. Reach your arms to the back of the room. Flex your toes. Inhale. And do a quick sit-up. Exhale twice. Pumping out the lungs, turn around, face forward, lay on your belly facing the front of the room. Bring your hands underneath your shoulders. Bring your feet together, point your toes. Lock the knees firmly, press down the tops of your feet. Very light energy on your hands. Lift up into cobra. Let the spine do most of the work, back muscles. Look forward, softly look up. Breathe two or three breaths here. Shoulders back. Elbows in closer. Press down your feet more. Lift a little higher. Lay down. Turn your head to the right side. Reach your arms down the sides. Relax completely. Look at one spot just beyond your nose. Maybe a little soft smile. Notice how you're breathing. Long waves of breath. Chin forward. Interlace your arms behind you. Interlace your fingers. Roll your shoulders up. Roll your shoulders back. Squeeze your palms together. One day. Squeeze your legs together. Squeeze your butt muscles nice and strong. When you're ready, lift your arms and chest up, look up, lift your legs up off the floor. Everyone lift, long breath. Everyone breathe 1% louder. You have an infinite battery pack of energy if you're just willing to breathe deeper. Three, two, look up. Spread your toes, lift, release. Turn your head to the left. You're awesome. Right ear down. Good job. Release your arms. Softly, eyes open. One spot. Soften your mind. To label things, sensations. I like to put a little box around everything. It's easy to understand, I guess. But the effort to do so creates inner tension. So see if you can just be present. Let go of the need to label any part of your experience. And just stay with your breath. Let the edges of your mind become permeable, so the experience flows through you without resistance. Look forward. Bend both of your knees, reach back and grab both of your feet from the outside. Thumbs with your fingers. Keep your elbows straight. Bring your knees a little closer, feet about hip distance apart. Touch the big toes together. Look up to the ceiling. Get ready. Find your breath, everyone. Beautiful breathing so far. Kick into your straight arms. Lift your eyes up. Your whole energy intending upwards on every breath. Kick so much that it lifts your chest right up off the floor. Spread your toes. Look up with your eyes, but relax your forehead. Drop your head back more. Lean forward on your soft belly. Last two breaths. Three. Look up. Feel everything. Breathe into your edges. Two. Your last inhale. Pick up. And gently come down. Reach your arms forward. Forehead on the floor. Your elbows can be bent if you like. There's like a foot near you. Bend your elbows. If you need to turn your head, do so. Forehead on the floor. Relax every muscle. Now close your eyes. Brahmari, sound of the sweet humming bee. Inhale deeply. Slide your hands under your shoulders. Push back to your hips. Stand up on your knees. Knees hip distance apart. Almost done. Standing on your knees at the top of your mat. You could be anywhere on your mat, it's fine. But if you want more padding for your knees, fold over the top of your mat, and then you can come onto that padding. Feet hip distance, knees hip distance. Unless you have back issues, then you can bring your knees farther apart. Fingers facing down, hands on your lower back. Create a good base. You feel your fingers touching the top of your tailbone. Start pushing your hips forward. Before going any deeper, find your breath. Inhale for 3 seconds. Lift your spine. Roll your shoulders back, start dropping your head back and looking backwards. Press down the tops of your feet. Breathe and feel the whole front of your body opening. Close your lips. Close your lips. Breathe through the nose. Breathe right up in your upper chest. That's the spot. Eyes looking backwards. Elbows closer. If you can see the back of the room, grab your feet one hand at a time. Here for 4 deep breaths. Wherever you are is fine. If you need to come out, that's fine. Breathe. Hips forward. Last one. Arc your heart. Hands on your lower back. Come up. Turn around and lay on your back with your head facing the front of the room, feet facing the back of the room. Laying on your back, hug both of your knees in. You can close your eyes till the end of practice now if you like. Feel everything. And if you like, that sweet reminding mantra, Hatha Yoga. Anushasanam. Whatever happened before is gone. Done. Whatever will come after will inevitably come. But this moment is the one that I have the power to connect with fully. The entire universe is happening right now. Long breath in. Long breath out. Turn your knees to the left-hand side. Floor twist. Take anything out from underneath your head. Take anything out from underneath your head. Knees point straight out to the left. Reach your right arm straight to the right, but then bend the elbow so the forearm is facing up like a cactus. Turn your head to the right. If you'd like a deeper twist, the right knee can wrap all the way around the left knee. Hug your knees a little closer to your rib cage for a deeper twist. Breathe amazing breaths here, everyone. All the way in, all the way out. Close your eyes. Back to the center. Center your hips. Center your body. Hug both knees in. Both knees out to the right hand side. Reach your left arm to the left. Turn your head to the left. If you have pain in your back, you can put a bolster or a block under your knees. Feel the twisting in your spine, stretching in your hip. See if you can let your mind really relax and receive here. Long breath in. Breathe all the way up and feel your chest bone expanding. Breathing all the way into the upper chest. And then relax your heart, shoulders. Back to the center. Put both of your knees in. Bring the soles of your feet together on the floor near your tailbone. Let your knees hang apart like diamonds. Reach your arms over you. Interlace your fingers. Elbows bend out to the side like a diamond. Just let the weight of the arms hang, diamond arms. Let the legs hang, diamond legs. Shape of a diamond between your legs. Feet together, knees apart. Make sure there's nothing underneath your head. Nothing under your head. Yourself.
can have your legs straight if this is too much for you.
Long breath in. Hug your knees in one final time. Little circles on your lower back if you like. Bringing your forehead to your knees, stabilizing the spine. Give yourself one final hug. Hug yourself. Maybe a kiss on each knee, optional. Release your legs. Release your arms. Final shavasana. Straight legs on the mat. Straight arms by your sides. If your back is sore, put a bolster beneath your knees. Shoulders under you a little bit more. Bring your heels close together and let your feet hang apart. Just let the legs go totally loose. Let your arms relax completely. If you like, you can join for a falling out breath. A deep inhale. Your lower back, middle back, upper back. Relax your shoulders, elbows, wrists, the palms of your hands, your fingertips.
your neck, your throat, your ears, the back of your skull, lower jaw, temples, eyebrows, your eyelids, eyeballs, the back of your eyes, front of your brain, whole back of your brain, crown of your head, your entire body. Be at peace here for a few minutes. to your right hand side, keeping your eyes closed. Feeling your heart vibrate. Repeat after me.